From KLCC News in Eugene, I'm Love Cross. Oregon Governor Kate Brown and state lawmakers will take the oath of office today as the 2019 session of the Oregon Legislature kicks off. KLCC's Chris Lehman caught up with two first-year state representatives and has this report.
Shelley Bosshart Davis held her election night campaign party at a bowling alley. She wanted a family-friendly venue so her three school-aged daughters could join the celebration. Still, the kids had to head home before the victory party wound down, and when Bosshart Davis arrived at the house later...
On my bathroom counter, there was a letter from them, and I think it said, "To Representative-elect Mom." and had a note to me of them saying that they're proud of me.
Bosshart Davis will represent the Albany area in the Oregon House, replacing longtime state rep and fellow Republican Andy Olson, who retired. Bosshart Davis is also involved in her family's farm just south of Albany and recently purchased an ownership stake in the family trucking company. In her new role at the Capitol, she hopes to draw from her experience running a business and her experience raising a family.
I always am very weary of any sort of mandated government benefit, but I do believe that we always should be taking care of employees and issues that arrive. I think that it's never should never just be looked at as a business or as working families, because their success relies on one another. So in my mind, every time I talk about employees or every time I talk about a business, in my mind, it's the same thing. How can we all be successful and be able to be successful year after year?
Bosshart Davis says she knows that as a first-year lawmaker and as a member of the minority party, making an impact in Salem will be tough. Democrats will hold a supermajority in both the House and Senate, meaning Republicans can do little to block legislation they don't agree with. But she says she'll speak up, especially in her role on a new committee that will attempt to craft a wide-ranging carbon reduction package.
What's the cost to the average Oregonian? What's it going to cost them to increase fuel? What's it going to do when you're purchasing groceries at the store? How did those groceries get there? Well, they got there via some sort of transportation. And if those costs go up, what is the price of that food going to go up?
Down the road in Eugene, Marty Wilde is replacing another longtime lawmaker who retired, fellow Democrat Phil Barnhart. Like Bosshart Davis, Wilde grew up on a family farm, but it was different.
My parents were back-to-the-land hippies. They didn't have much money.
Wilde says his folks raised organic produce before organic produce went mainstream. His parents struggled to make ends meet. Wilde says his childhood gave him an appreciation for social safety net programs, as well as the importance of public education. It's one reason why he's interested in talks about a potential corporate tax hike at the legislature this year.
The primary thing we want to fund is schools. That's the biggest revenue ask. And that is one of the biggest problems that businesses are having now is inadequately prepared workforce.
Wilde didn't try to follow in his father's farming footsteps. Instead, he joined the military and has been deployed to Afghanistan, Bosnia, and the Middle East. He's still a colonel in the Air National Guard and is also the director of the Lane County Medical Society. Wilde's district includes parts of Eugene, but stretches north into Linn County, where it borders Shelley Bosshart Davis's district. And while the two new lawmakers are from different political parties, Wilde says he's eager to work alongside his new colleague.
We both have a lot of ag, especially grassy in Linn County. And so although we come from different parties and have different perspectives on things, I'm hopeful that we'll be able to work together.
After a few days of organizational meetings, the 2019 Oregon legislative session will begin in earnest on January 22nd. It's scheduled to last through the end of June. For KLCC News, I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.